Now you had to say that four-letter word snow. Holy cow. QST, QST, QST. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. My name is Herb. My call is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, and I'll be the primary net controller for tonight. And this net meets every Thursday at 1900 hours Central Time. And it's open to all hams to check in. And before we give any more of the rules and regulations, which are virtually none, let's see if there's any emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority traffic. Go ahead. Excellent. No emergency or priority traffic. If something should arise during the net, please signify with a double break or a triple break or priority or anything you can do to get our attention, and we will bring the net to a halt and do whatever we can to render assistance or get out of the way for assistance to get to you. This is a directed net, so please pass the majority of traffic through net control. We do tend to go direct because it's a technical discussion, so we have no issues with that. Let's just keep a reasonable amount of flow so that I can keep track of where we're at. The way this works is it's what you bring, so it's questions for the group. Comments, hints, tips, reviews, anything of a technical nature, antennas, feed lines, radios, computers, hardware, software, bring it all. Come one, come all. And if you want to just stop in and say hi, that's fine too, but what we'd like is we'd like some good juicy tech stuff to talk about. So let's get it rolling and start with the check-ins. Again, my call is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. My name is Herb, and I think I forgot to say it last time, but I am located in New Orleans, Louisiana. So we're taking check-ins now to the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. Go ahead with your check-ins.
KK4QL.
KK4JZX.
All right, I got KK4QL, although the focus was in the wrong box, and so I'll have to record it. And then that's Tracy up there outside of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I do believe. I could be wrong, but that sure sounded like it. And Jose, KK4JZX. So while I move the focus over and clean this mess up, I've already got on my screen. KK4QL, good evening, Tracy. How's things going up there around E-Town?
KK4QL, yeah, here on the south side of E-Town at the hotel down here, kind of one of the extended stay hotels. This question may be out of place, but just thinking about if I have to start some kind of a ham radio chat page or some kind of a home page having to do with ham radio and things, wouldn't be any kind of business. Thought about trying to fool this Drupal thing to where you can set up a website with the content management software, but there's one thing I have a bit of problem with. The login screen just has like an email and a password for registration kind of thing. Is anybody familiar enough with Drupal that they might know for sure if Drupal has a way of making a more robust registration form, you know, for getting registered with a Drupal site to get more information about people? And I wonder if you can do that without any having to know any kind of fancy programming stuff. And if that's out of place, just tell me and I won't ask anymore. But anyway, that's it. KK4QL.
Oh, absolutely not, Tracy. That's exactly what we're looking for, is that type of topic, a question, looking for hints and tips. So, I can tell you I have heard of Drupal, in that I've heard the word Drupal, but we'll see what Jose, I think Jose may have mentioned Drupal before. Let's take it down to Jose, and if anyone else, as they check in, has any comments about helping Tracy with Drupal, then bring them on in, and I'm putting that on the list of topics. So hang in there, Tracy, and we'll see what the group comes up with as time goes on. And hopefully I'll be up around E-Town sometime in the not-that-distant future. I'd like to take a visit up there when it warms up here. Spring. KK4JZX, Jose, good evening. What you got going on, and any hints and tips on Drupal?
Oh, Herb, no, I've heard of Drupal, but I've never gone to the website. But I'm interested in finding out what kind of assistance. Is it sighted assistance, or is it assistance with JAWS that Tracy's looking for? And if it's with JAWS, I can go out there sometime tonight while the net is going and take a look at the site and figure out if there's something I can give you in terms of tips for that. But no, I've never been to the site. I've heard of it, but never been there. And I have a question of my own. I've got myself an Umsheng radio. I actually took the time to find out the pronunciation of that word because, you know, my daughter looked at it and she's like, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, it's a word. Can you read it to me?" And she's trying to figure out how to read it. And then I went out to the website and the Chinese girl says, Umsheng. Umsheng. So that's what I'm calling it. I heard Osheng, and it sounds just like it. So you know. Anyway, I've got myself an HT. It's got the DTMF pad in the front. Most of the menus are spoken menus. I kind of wish that KB5 ELV was here, Buddy Brannon. I have not been able to send the email to the group. Usually when I send the email to the group, it tends to be a reminder for him, but I think he hasn't been on here since I had my email woes. So I'm trying to figure out what to do with the radio. I've been able to figure out the menus because I'm using Buddy Brannon's guide. It's going to take some time to figure it out because it's a lot of steps that have to be a lot of steps to remember in order to program the different channels, but I already figured out that, you know, a channel easily once programmed has to be deleted, and that's easy as well. But, you know, what can I do with this radio? Is there an upgradable antenna for it? Can I use an external antenna? I'm sitting up about three stories up, so 3 times 10, that's about 30, 40 feet up in the air, and I can string up something in the west or in the east side of my house that would give me some type of start. I'd like to be able to make a contact beyond making echolink contacts. I have not made my first RF contact yet, so I'd like to know what I can do with this radio and if I can get some distance with it. The repeater council has the repeaters in my area listed in PDF, but they're not accessible by JAWS. I'm in contact with them so they can make the PDF accessible. They've asked me how to do it. I'm going to send them that information. Hopefully they'll make it available so that I can read that repeater list. All right, sorry for all the jabber here. KK4JZX, back to the control.
Yeah, no problem, Jose. Somebody, and I can't remember who now, told me that they had definitively found out that it was pronounced Oshan, but I definitively don't have a clue, so that pronunciation sounds good, and that's like we've got a hospital down here named by the name of Oschner, and I've heard it pronounced a lot of ways, but if you go there, they pronounce it Oxner. Oshner, Oxner, potato, potato, however they want to say it, I figure that's how it gets said. So you got it from the horse's mouth. So, all right, in external antenna issues, I have some experience with that. But let's go around and see who else might want to put some input in as well. So we've got two questions on the table so far. Some interest in information on using Drupal to set up a ham website, and that's from Tracy, KK4QL, and Jose's got a, I even forgot how you pronounced it already, one of the Ocean walks on to one of the higher-end Chinese radios, and he's interested in better antennas. I know I've seen a bunch of guys with longer antennas that definitely work better than the stock one, and you can definitely use adapters for the external, so input on that. So we're taking more check-ins, and any comments that anyone would like to make on the two topics so far on the table. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet. My name is Herb. My call is 8E5YC. Taking those check-ins now.
Romeo Hotel.
If I got that correct, here is KF4RN.
And 1GXP.
So Fox 5, Quebec, Bravo.
KD0ATQ.
Alrighty. I'll stop right there. That was a nice little flurry. I got Riley, KL3RH, and the KF4, I think, RAN or REN, that kind of slid by me, so you'll have to clarify that for me. N1VXP, Rick, and then KD0ETQ, Phil. I was getting worried there, you know. This would have been the first one you missed, so I'm glad that you made it. You have been a regular, and you did a great job on the net today. So right now on the table, we've got KK4QL talking about Drupal. Would like some information on using Drupal. And we've got Jose wanting to hook up one of the Chinese radios that uses the SMA to a better antenna, possibly an outside antenna. And so let's go up to Riley, KL3RH. Good evening, my friend. How are you doing this fine evening, and what would you like to contribute, ask, or otherwise comment on? Go ahead.
AE5YC in the net, KL3RH, thanks very much for taking the call. And you know what, I don't have any comments on either of the two topics for once. Usually I have a big mouth and make a lot of comments. Well, one comment that I will make, I used to have this diamond tri-band antenna was it the diamond that I had on the handheld? I don't remember. I think it was the diamond, but it was an awesome ducky. I guess if you want to call it that, it really wasn't a ducky because, I mean, it flexed sort of at the bottom and you could pull up the antenna at the top, so kind of interesting. I don't know much going on around here, just running around with computers, and one interesting note that I can certainly make that I haven't ever seen before, but I know it to be a fact now, let me drop, is that this particular one of these computers that I've got here, it is keyed. The hard drive is keyed to the BIOS, and you can only install according to the serial number on your drive. So interesting. I guess they hide it in one of the unused sectors. I never really thought about doing it, but I'm thinking about maybe running a low level on a drive and killing the suspected sector and and seeing if it will let me have its way with it. Anyway, that's all I got. Good evening, Herb. KL3RH.
Fine business, Riley. I tell you what, you come on with some of the most interesting computer issues. I don't know how you manage to always find the fun stuff, but that should be interesting. Yep, sounds like they definitely hid something in maybe even on the servo track. Now I'm reaching back a ways. I can actually remember having to reformat a servo track. Holy cow, I'm old. And thanks, Jose. I did forget to mention Eric, KF5QQB, but I did get him in the correct order in the list, but I'm glad you got my back. And yes, Eric, I'm sorry. I did not mean to pass you up. I was looking and typing in multiple spots, and my eyes crossed. All right, Riley, well, thanks. And I had also the opportunity to look up, and that is, I believe, KF4REN, Romeo Echo November. Bill, welcome back to the net. Glad to have you this evening. How are things going with you? And you got anything for the TechNet? Any questions, comments, hints, tips, reviews? So far, we've got Drupal, and we've got the Chinese handy talkie antenna questions. Any suggestions for Jose on both a replacement for the rubber ducky and also an external antenna? So anything new or anything old, bring it on to the table. You're more than welcome. This is AE5YC. Herb, go ahead.
YC, here is Kilo India 4, Romeo Alpha November, Bill and Dom. As a matter of fact, I do have one question. I am trying to get onto the 147.105 machine, and I'm having trouble getting into that machine. It's either the distance between me and that machine, or I can't get into it at all. Does anybody have any idea as to what may be going on with the 147.105? I think that's a Broadway machine.
All right, sorry about tearing your call up there, Bill. I corrected the REN and then slaughtered the prefix. Anyone in the vicinity of the 105 machine know what's going on? I'm presuming that that's up there in Minnesota, in the St. Paul area, Minneapolis area rather. What is it, Minneapolis, St. Paul? Aren't they right together? Who knows? I'm down here in Cajun country. Anyone out there have any information for Bill on the 147.105 repeater? Jump on in, and if not, we'll move on down and hope somebody comes in here in the next minute. I'm on a standby, AE5YC. I jumped in right away, Bill. I don't think that Matt K0PQW is going to be around tonight. I could be wrong on that, but if he or Don, either one, shows up, they'll probably have more information on it. But we'll see who checks in, and maybe somebody will have some more input to go on there. All right, next on the list, we got N1, Victor X-Ray Papa. Rick, good evening to you, sir. How are things going with you, and what would you like to talk about on the net tonight? It's your turn.
This is N1VXD. Just looking at the weather forecast for the next 5 days. I think we got spring here. It's supposed to be 60 degrees tomorrow and then mid to upper 60s for the next few days after. So then it's going to drop down to the 40s. And as far as for Jose, I got the Baofeng radio, and it has a SMA female connector for the antenna. I went out and got a different antenna than the original rubber duck, and it's about 6, almost 7 inches long. It does work much better than the rubber duck antenna. But like I say, it has the SMA female connector, which is different than the standard SMA. And I'm in the process of getting a cable to go from the SMA female connector to the SO239 so I can hook up a base antenna. The only place locally I found was really convenient was Radio Shack that carries them. So I'm in the process waiting for them to give me a call and let me know that they got it in stock. I went over there and found out they didn't have it in stock. And funny thing is, the manager happens to be a ham radio operator, and I'm going to try to get him active. He doesn't seem to be too active right now, but I think I might want to try to get him at least getting into doing some 2-meter work. But other than that, not really much else. Like I say, that SO239 female connector is the kind of a strange one, but I found that Radio Shack does carry the cable. That would make it easier than using a little adapter, which using a heavy cable does not work very well. Other than that, really not much else. AE5YC in the net and 1PXP.
Yeah, real good there, Rick. We'll throw my 2 cents in here before Eric gets on. I know he's going to have some good info. When I got my when I got my Chinese radio, I couldn't wait, and so I ran out and I think I paid about $20 or more for the short adapter to go to the I think it's female SMA to SO239. And it's the same as the Baofeng. They both use the same antenna. I found the a better adapter, a slightly longer cable, a little bit heavier, but not enough to bother the load on the connector of the radio itself. Much heavier duty than the one at Radio Shack, which is very, very, very fine. I forget what the type of coax is called, but it's ultra fine. But I think I paid $6 with freight for my adapter. And I've been very pleased with it. There is a lot of difference in price. Radio Shack normally stocks them, but holy cow, they're expensive. But Eric has got KF5QQB has some interesting takes on antennas, I know, because he's made one, and he's got an extended one on his handy talkie, I know, because I've caught him in the act of using it. So let's hear what he's got to say. KF5QQB, this is the here we go. The Handy Ham Thursday Night TechNet. Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet. There you go. I knew if I got off on a technical tangent, I'd blow it. And this is AE5YC, heard down in New Orleans. Eric, it's your turn.
Thank you, Herb. Well, like everybody else, I'm going to tell you to do the same thing. Go out and get your... First off, do a web search. If you can, go to Google and search for whatever frequency you're interested in, 144 being the most obvious, SMA antenna, and 144 megahertz SMA antenna, and you will get more links than you can possibly look at, and half of them at least are selling antennas. All you got to do is find one that matches up, 20, 30 bucks, and you can have a really nice handheld or antenna to replace that POS rubber duck that comes with it. As far as adapters goes, you can do the same thing. They've got adapters for $5 to $10. They've got them that screw on that just directly to the SMA, like a big thumb screw, and it's got a little BNC sticking out the top of it that makes it really good solid connection for a BNC adapter for, you know, Radio Shack carrying scanner antenna. I picked up a scanner antenna, BNC adapter on it, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440 tri-band for $40. And with an adapter, you're talking 45 or 50, you know, and you'll have a good quality quarter wave, 5/8 wave, whatever antenna to stick on top of your car when you're riding around. Hell, I had it stuck on top of my my barbecue pit outside my window for a while, and that's what I was talking on during the hurricane a couple of months ago. But there are lots of choices, but either go to Radio Shack or Google it. That's the best advice I can give you. And you're going to spend, now to get good quality stuff, you're going to have to spend close to $50, but your results will definitely improve. KF5Q.
And I will heartily agree with Eric on that. I have bought some junk antennas off the internet. They use paper instead of felt for these little cheapy magnetic stick antennas. And the first time they get good and wet, the magnet pulls out of the bottom, and they're just a mess. And Jose, I saw you type in the text box. Yes, the UV3R uses the opposite connector of the 5R and of the Oshang, the UV1D and the UV2D radios. All of those use the same connector. I believe it's an SMA female, but it's the same for the 5R and for that. And so Eric hit the nail on the head. If you search for that, they've got some antennas out there that will mount directly onto the radio that are maybe 2.5 times as long as the built-in antenna. I've seen several local hams using them, and they seem to work great. I haven't gotten one yet. I went with a, eventually ended up going with a glass mount, capacitive coupled to the glass, and then the adapter. And from my truck, with the glass mount antenna and a 5-watt or 4-watt Baofeng, I can hit the Slidell repeater, which is more than 30 miles by air. So it does a great job. And there are also roll-up dual-band J-pole antennas that work really, really good for about $20, $30 tops that you can find on the internet. They all need adapters except for the screw-on antenna. You can find those that don't need adapters, but for compatibility, you might get one that needs an adapter, and that way you can use it on other radios if you so desire. There I go, tossing my 2 cents in again. All right. Thanks for checking in, Eric, and stick around. We're going to circle back around here in a minute. We've got Drupal. We've got the Chinese radio antenna options that Jose's looked into. KI4REN Bill is interested in information on why he's having trouble hitting the 147.105 repeater. Let me go back up to Bill real quick before I go to Phil in St. Louis. Bill, that 105 is in the Minnesota area, right? Is that one of the BVE repeaters? Whose repeater is that, Bill? Go ahead. I think we might have lost Bill. KI4REN, one more quick time. Bill, are you still around? AE5YC, net control.
It'd be 4LBM.
Good evening, Jim. Looks like we did lose Bill. All right, Jim, I'll get to you in just a second. I'll put you on the second on the list. We got KB0ETQ, Phil, up in St. Louis. Good evening, Phil. What goodies did you bring to the table tonight? You've always got something interesting. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet. Herb, AE5YC, net control. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah. Okay, Herb, KD0ETQ. Yeah, well, I was really interested in the talk about the Baofeng, the antenna, because I've got the UB5R with the rubber duct antenna. And I know there's some repeaters. I mean, I'm doing pretty good with it, but there are some of the repeaters off to my west and north that I can just hit just enough to kick the ID on. But if I try to have a QSO, I'm very noisy on it. I'm not getting anywhere close to full quieting. I'm kicking in and out of the repeater like I'm out of range. The ones I hit to the south, pretty far. I'm pretty good at that, but that's because their elevation down south of St. Louis, 30, 40 miles, would start getting into the north part of the Ozarks. So I can hit them okay, but everybody I've talked to, I talked to quite a few people in St. Louis that have the UV5R, and they said, get a different antenna. And I know the problem is that connector, because it's the female connector. I forget the exact what you said, it's SMA female is what it's called. Now, did I understand you or someone else saying that you can, at Radio Shack, get a, or was it somewhere else, where you said you could get the one that's maybe twice as big, that fits right on, you know, it's just a antenna that fits right on the unit itself with a connector that you don't have to get an adapter to, or you have to get an adapter and an antenna. I wasn't clear on that. Maybe someone or you could come back and tell me, was it just the, you know, can you get an antenna to screw right onto the HT with that type of connector, and where it was. And the other question is going over to computers. I've seen a lot of ads now on TV. I know Windows 8 is coming out. Now, I don't know if anybody knows, but do you, the way I heard that Windows, difference from Windows 7 to Windows 8, I just got XP. But do I understand correctly that Windows 8 is more like the smartphone type things? Windows 8 is only apps, and there's no, it's not the old, it's not the icon type thing. It's more like you know, the other things you use. That there's other, you know, when you flip it up there, all you get is apps, no icons. I thought that's what I was told. They were all apps on Windows 8. I was wondering. So I'll turn it back over to you, Herb, net control, E5YC, KD0EPQ.
All right, Phil. I know you got some interest peaked with both of those. Let me go back up to Eric, KF5QQB. Eric, the antenna that you were talking about at Radio Shack, did that have an adapter, or was it an SMA? Give Phil the skinny on what you were explaining about the Chinese antennas. Everything but the UV3R. We know those are backwards. They got to use something different. But the UV5R and the Ocean UV1D and 2D are the same. KF5QQB. Go ahead, Eric.
Roger, yes. You can, it depends on what you want. If you want an external antenna, you're probably not going to find one with an SMA connector on it. Of course, that doesn't stop you from cutting off the BNC or whatever is on there and you're putting one on yourself. But if you, the one I bought has a BNC connector on the antenna coax. And then I put a SMA to BNC adapter on my radio and then just plug the BNC to the antenna directly into the adapter. So that's part of the reason why is you've got to get the antenna and the adapter or a new connector for it or something of that nature to actually make it work. But it works real good. I mean, well, right now I have a marine antenna that oddly enough has a resonance at this frequency. And I put it up outside of my house. I've got it about, I don't know, 12 or 14 feet off of the ground, not quite enough to clear the top of the roof, but more than enough to clear, you know, I can open up almost all of the repeaters in the area. I have 30 feet or so of RG-58 in two pieces with an, barrel adapter in the middle, and it ends up in a BNC connector, which I just, the same one that I use for the one in my van, is the same one I use for the one at work, and I just basically use a BNC adapter on my radio now, and just move it from place to place with the, different antennas that I have set up. So, you can do it both ways, or, there's so many different options, it's hard to just talk about them. I hope I haven't confused you more. The one really cool adapter that I found that I wish I could get my hands on is like a little block, almost. It has the SMA male, like, in the base of the antenna, and it screws on, it's like a thumb screw, almost. It's so wide, and it produces a really, you know how that SMA connector on your radio is kind of flimsy when it comes right down to it? Well, this is a nice broad base, about, more than a quarter and more than a half an inch across. You screw down on there good and tight, and it makes a nice solid, almost built-in tight connector for BNC, the adapter was SMA to BNC. And that way you don't have to worry about the connector breaking loose or whatever, because it's going to give you more stable base for it. They did that primarily for BNC whips, but it'd be...
I think Eric timed out on the OZG repeater there. Phil, were you more interested? I know it was both, but were you more interested in the replacement for the rubber ducky or the external, or equal on both? AE5YC net control.
Well, both is fine, but probably more interested in just a replacement for the rubber ducky, something that I thought I heard you or someone say that you can get one that's maybe two or two and a half times that size, you know, the small size rubber ducky comes with the 5R, something that's maybe double that size, but that I thought you or someone said that you can get that with the type of connector. You wouldn't have to get an adapter, that you could actually unscrew the rubber ducky off the Bofang 5 and screw this right on without an adapter. Now, I don't know if I heard wrong or not, but, you know, I mean, eventually, yeah, I'll probably want to get a thing I can sit out on my balcony. I'm up 45 feet on the third floor. That would help. But for right now, I kind of wanted something just to replace it. I just like to unscrew the rubber ducky and screw something else right on without, can you do it without getting an adapter, or is that female type adapter, that's on the rubber ducky two strains, and you're just going to have to get an adapter and another little antenna to replace it? That's kind of what I wanted.
Answer, yes.
I got to answer yes, but I was wondering, was that something you need to get on the internet, something you can get a Radio Shack, or is it, just kind of wondered exactly where you can get something that I can just unscrew it off the UV5R and screw something right on in place of it, maybe twice or two and a half times the size. KD0ATQ.
KFI-QDB, I would not be surprised but what Radio Shack would have them. I know MFJ, the catalog company, has them, and I'm sure, Diamond makes them, MFJ, sells them. There's at least a dozen manufacturers that make direct replacement antennas that screw straight onto whatever type of adapter you have. For the SMA female that's on the radio, they have plenty of SMA males that are, quarter wave at 2 meter and, whatever, however they've got it loaded up to be at 70 centimeters. They have, tri-bands for, 6 meters or 220 if you've got a radio that's, whichever type you need. But yes, you can find them, you can search for them on the internet, or you can and go to the Radio Shack website and see if they have them, and see if you can get one in the store next to you. KFI CD, clear.
Yeah, Phil, the hands that I've seen here locally seem to have done better finding a BNC based whip and then a BNC to SMA adapter. I know that N5OZG uses that, and his handy talkie, which is the exact one that Jose's got, which that's the UV1D, I think. His gets out better than pretty much anyone that I've seen. Definitely better than mine. I have seen direct SMA antennas on the internet, but I haven't bought one yet because I've just been a little hesitant. You know, I've bought some crap, and I hate to buy more crap when I know that I've got people that are using antennas that they like. And the little adapter is—it's very small. It threads right in to the SMA, and has a BNC female on it. And then you put a standard BNC antenna on there, and it seems like they were around 17 inches long. It was a nice long whip, and everyone that I've seen that has one gets out really, really good. So hopefully we'll get some more people in here, and we'll run this around the table again. And so let's. And then you also had a question about the functionality of Windows 8, which I'm sure there's a couple of people here that might have some input on that. Before we get to that, let's get Jim in here. I believe that's the first time I've heard Jim on the TechNet, which this is the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. My name is Herb. My call is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, and I'm down here in New Orleans. So good evening to you, Jim, and welcome to the TechNet. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Herb, WB4LBM. Well, I got on TechNet a couple of weeks ago, answered somebody's question. I forgot who it was now. But anyway, that's here or there. Two items for today. One is in reference to RAN, and I believe the repeater that he is referring to is in North Carolina. That's where he is anyway. And I don't think he's trying to get from North Carolina to Twin City on VHF. So I believe that would be a North Carolina repeater. So we'll clear that one up. And then let me cycle again. And I ran across a piece of software that I thought might be interesting to someone besides me. I was looking for a free screen reader software because I have a Windows 7 machine and I do not have Windows 7 screen reader. Mine only goes up to Vista. HP, yeah. HP. So I was looking for something or other that I could get on Windows 7 with. And I found it, 7 and 8. And so I thought I'd mention it. It's proven to be rather good software. It does have a speech engine that leaves something to be desired because the speech is a very heavily English accent and slang anyway. Old chap. NVDA, November Victor Delta Alpha, is the name of this software. It is freeware, and in fact, they encourage people that would like to fool with the software and make changes or anything of that nature. It's fine, just as long as they send the changes back to NVDA, so they get included on the next edition.
Jim, you timed out on us there. We all have a habit of doing that periodically, but it's good to know that that was a North Carolina repeater. I didn't even look where Bill was located. With the calls being the way they're lined out these days, it's hard to tell where somebody's at. It just, they don't always line up, but I don't think there's anybody here that has any information on a North Carolina repeater. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have anyone that would like to make any comments about the topics that we've got on the table so far? We've got information wanted on Drupal. We've got information wanted on SMA replacement antennas for the Chinese radios, everything but the 3R, which uses the different SMA connector. And some information on Windows 8. So before I go for additional check-ins or get back to Jim, anyone want to jump in and provide any information on any one of those three topics? AE5YC, Net Control, go ahead.
4JZX for a quick comment.
And 1VXP, recheck.
KF7UTR.
All right, let's get to a recheck, because Rick might have some input in there. N1VXP, go ahead.
Yeah, I was the one that got the replacement antenna. Right after I got my Balsang, I went online and found a Wuchang replacement antenna. That's actually the same antenna that goes on the radios. It does fit on the Balsang. It's about 7.5 inches long. Mostly, well, I'd say about maybe a third of it is all metal. It has a real nice, a little bit bigger ring that actually connects over the SMA female connector. So it makes it a little bit sturdier. I've had other radios with the SMA connectors, and I actually had one that almost broke the antenna or the connector because it was so flimsy. But with this replacement, I was able to get it on Amazon, and just for last, I went back on and checked, and the one site that I went through, they didn't have it available anymore. So it is the Wuchang standard antenna that I was able to get. And like I said, it's 7.5 inches long. It says it's 2.51 dB gain, but I noticed it does work quite well. Other than that, not much else. N1PXP.
All right, well, I sure do appreciate that, Rick. And I think that the Ocean antenna is definitely better than the Baofeng antenna, just my experience. I got both radios. But the third-party antennas that are significantly longer, the local hams have, I've seen them get really good results out of that. So maybe we'll have somebody pop in here that's got one of those and can give us some more input. But appreciate the clarification on that. That helps a lot. Jim, you timed out on us. Are you back in there? You want to finish up with where you left off? I'm not sure if you remember exactly, because I don't remember exactly. Before I go on back to KD0NE and KF7UTR, who checked in after you, WB4LBM. Go ahead there, Jim, and finish up.
I don't know where I timed out either, but that's all right. It's just that I was giving you a rundown on the NVDA software. But it's good software, and it's free. That's the best part of it. but that's all I had. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Jim. Well, we appreciate that, and definitely the price is right, for sure. All right, well, stick around with us, and I appreciate you clarifying the repeater. I know you didn't hear me say that, but you know how it is with calls. Unless I looked them up specifically, you never know where somebody's at. They can have any call. I mean, I got Riley with a Alaskan call and sitting over there in Utah. So you never know these days, but I appreciate you clarifying that repeater up for REN. All right, let's go out to Crystal, KD0NNE. Jim, welcome to the Thursday Night TechNet. It's your turn.
Okay, thank you, Herb. Good evening to everybody on the net. KD0NNE from East Central Minnesota. In relation to the Chinese radios and the antennas, some of them are male and some of them are female. So you can go to Radio Shack and buy the converters. They're extremely expensive. I found a electronic supply store here in the Twin Cities area that I can get them for like about $3 a piece instead of 11 or 7. So I bought a whole handful of antennas for them so that I could mix and match, because I've got both of the Belfongs and a couple of Oceans and a TYT, and there are two different setups in there, male and female. You have to be careful. Some people are talking about reverse SMAs. They make reverse SMAs, and the center pin is reversed in the thing, so there's no interchanging those with our radios, and that stuff is used for Wi-Fi antenna hookups. And that's about all I've got on that subject. Let me catch a beat. Okay, KD0NNE, returning. I ran into something on the Wednesday night net. And I've talked a little bit this morning with Matt on it, but twice during that net, the way I understand it, when somebody grabs it, everybody on the net is listening to the same person, and it's normally the computer deal. But I heard an individual give his call sign in the clear, both the first time he tried to get in and for a recheck. That wasn't picked up by anybody else, and I'm trying to understand why I could hear it and it wasn't going out over the rest of the net. Can anybody help me with that?
Well, I didn't hear anybody jump in immediately, Jim. I will say that I've noticed more than once that because of the various lags, RF lag and the network lags, signals can pop out in one area and not in another. I've been sitting here and heard the N5OZG repeater, someone talk a full 3 seconds and not a sound come out on the internet. So there might be something to that. Anyway, we'll see what other people might have to add to it. And I appreciate the input on the antennas. You're right on the connectors. You got to be careful, but as long as it's either good for the UV5R or the UV2D and UV1D radios, those all use the same flavor of SMA, because I got both of those. I got three handhelds. And they're all slightly different, but all use the same antenna. All right, KF7 UTR, Brad, it's your turn on the net.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Okay, I don't know exactly which one Jose has. I myself have the UV3D, and yes, it is reverse SMA. And for that one, there is a direct replacement antenna. And as you're talking, you've seen some of them that are a little bit longer and all that. The direct replacement antenna for the UV3D is 15 inches long, and I don't know exactly, you know, how much it's going to help on your dB gain and stuff like that. Also, if I may, I'd like to throw a question out to Jose if he has heard of the KGUV Commander software to program these radios. I don't know if it works with his reading programs or whatever the proper terminology is. And that's my input.
Oh, well, real good, Brad. And that's very helpful. It really is. Let's see if Jose's still in there. I know he's been having some problems with his knee, and he might be away from the radio. But if so, then you two can go direct. KK4JZX. Jose, did you hear Brad's response on that? Go ahead.
Roger that. I heard. Yes, this is KK4JZX. I heard the response. The Commander software, I'm not familiar with. I'm going to be getting that, but I don't have the programming cable yet for the radio. I don't know the exact cable that I'm going to need for that yet, because I have not been I have not worked with it yet. But I am going to do that, because that's going to be probably what I mostly will be working with. Brad, KF7UTR, would you clarify the name of the software again? I didn't quite get that. KF7UTR, this is KK4JZX.
And UTR, Brad, did you pick that up there, Brad? KF7UTR, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Herb, I got booted off my local, whatchamacallit, and I just got back on as you were asking if I got it, and I'm sorry, I did not.
Jose, you want to run that by him again then?
Of course, Roger that. KF7UTR, this is KK4JZX. My question was, actually I had commented on the fact that I have not seen the software you mentioned, and I did not get the name quite right. So would you repeat the name of the software? And I am going to be working with that, because I don't have the software and I do not have the cable yet, because I don't know what cable to get yet. But I will be getting the cable. And what I was asking you was, would you repeat the name of the software, because I'll be testing that with JAWS, which is what I use, and that was my comment. KF7UTR, this is KK4JZX.
I did get it that time. Okay, the name of the software is KGUV, that's Kilo Golf Uniform Victor Commander, and it was actually developed by a ham, Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform November Juliet. And like I said, I don't know if it would work with your JAWS and stuff, but this one is just a little bit more simple than the one that Oshan put out. I have both of them on my PC, and there's just a little bit more flexibility when it comes to editing your different frequency options and stuff like that. And there is only one programming cable that comes out with it, and it didn't have to be shipped with it. Like, I think Phil was having problems a while back with it, his programming cable cooperating. There was no issues on this, and I didn't catch which model you had, but this one that I have is the UV3D, and the program, the KGUV Commander, I believe it says that it's interchangeable for all versions of this KF7UTR.
KK4JZX. Thank you for that information. I will go ahead and dig that up and provide and give it a test. I'll do that as soon as I get the programming cable. All right. Turning it back to Net Control, AE5YC. This is KK4JZX. Clear.
Yeah, fine business. And I've used the Commander software. I like it a lot. For one thing, it defaults to English, which is very helpful, and I found that some of the settings seemed more intuitive, but I have no idea how it works with the screen readers. But that reminds me, I want to go back up to Phil, KV0ETQ. Phil, when we started off the TechNet, you had a real issue with the programming cable and the firmware. And you said you got it resolved, but at least I never heard how that worked out for you. What was the final resolution on that that got that to work? Because I had specifically had three radios, three UV5Rs, two of which worked with a cable, and then the third one would only work with the new cable that came with the radio. So I was very curious as to how you got yours to work. So Let's go back up to Phil, KD0ETQ. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Herb. KD0ETQ. Well, what I remember, one of the TechNets, I think they had the cable, and I think this may have actually been, I can't remember if before I even got the radio, or I was just, I got the cable before I got the radio. And then what I found out was when I got the radio, they told me to check first what version you had, and I had version 291, and they say I read on the, I found all kinds of information sites, and they said if you had 291 or 293, I had loaded this, said OEM software, and then I think I loaded Chirp too, two different things. Well, I ordered the cable, but see, I didn't order the cable from where I ordered the radio. They didn't have the cable, so I ordered the cable, but it said it would work with the UV5R. So when the radio came, you know, I plugged it in. I got the driver. When I clicked on and checked, it said the prolific driver. It said it was there. It gave me the COM port number. No problem with that. So I plugged it in. Plugged the USB in, and then I plugged that Kenwood type connector uses, on the other end into the valve thing itself, and all it told me was cannot read or cannot connect a transceiver. That's all it would tell me. It wouldn't, no error 2010 or anything like that, just cannot connect a transceiver no matter what I did. Well, I found out, let me drop out here a minute. I found out that because I had version 291, I had to download something called the VIP software, which I've got the site, I bookmarked it, where you can go to and download 291 VIP software. The problem I had when I first tried to download it, it kept telling me, cannot find file, so it kept getting error messages. Well, finally, I read somewhere, I joined the Yahoo Baofeng 5 group, and I told them what happened. They said, okay, when you download, you do need the VIP software. When you download it, they told me what to skip and what to hit return on and what to hit save, and I made it through because it kept giving you error messages. If you did it the normal way, you would think you would download something and run it, and I finally got it to load. When I got that software to load, they told me, okay, plug in the USB, plug it in the radio, the Baofeng wallet's off, so I snapped it in, make sure it's connected, which it was, then turn the radio on, then open the software. And soon as by that time, I had already hand-programmed in the keypad about 60 or 70 things. 30 repeaters and about 30 public service things. So what I did, I plugged it in, and then I went to read from radio, and it read right away. As soon as I did, clicked it, the bars started going across, the little lights started flashing on the Baofeng, and it read it. And then I went ahead and did a whole page in the spreadsheet to put all the repeaters in. And then I saved that, what was on the radio. I saved it as a file, a .dat file. And then I did a write to radio from the spreadsheet, and it put it on there. So we thought, I remember one night, you thought, and so did almost everyone else, that I had a bad cable. The cable was fine. I had the wrong software. You have to have VIP software. Now, I don't know if that's still true now since I've got it, but you had to get the VIP software. Chirp and all these others would not work. I had to get VIP software and download it, and that's how it worked, KD0ETQ.
Oh, I got you, Phil. Well, that's a completely different issue than what I had ran into. The new radio that looked just like the old radio would not communicate using the cable that I had. Jose, can you pick up the net for like 2 minutes for me. I have something I have to do real quick, and I can be right back. I'm at the bottom of the list. KK4JZX. You around there, Jose?
Roger, Herb. I'll go ahead and pick it up from here. This is KK4JZX. Herb, on your clear, I'll pick up, and then I'll let you take it back when you come back. This is KK4JZX.
All right. Thanks, Jose. I appreciate it. It'll just be a couple of minutes. So KK4JZX is now net control, AE5YC. I'll be standing by momentarily.
This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Today is November 8th, 2012, and I'm taking any check-ins for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. We have a few questions that have been presented tonight. One of them is about the Umchain radio, the Handy Talkie, and we're talking about setting up a possible antenna replacement for that. We've got a couple of other questions, is there anyone at this time that would like to check in with any questions, any comments about what's been discussed thus far? It's your turn on the net. This is KK4JZX.
WA0TDA.
All right, I got one station at that time. That's WA0TDA. Pat, thank you for joining us on the net tonight. What's going on up in your neck of the woods there? And do you have any comments, questions, tips? This is KK4JZX.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Well, I was going to suggest that when you add an antenna connector, some third-party antenna connector to these HTs, you have to make sure that the connector, if it's going to be a coax connector, you're going to go to an outside antenna, let's say, you should use a very flexible, lightweight piece of coax so that you don't put stress on the radio's connector. And if you're going to add a longer antenna, the antenna body should come down and screw down firmly against the case of the radio so that all the pressure, lateral pressure on the antenna is not going to wreck the connector. So that can be a problem, especially with some of the radios like a THF-6A, but any of those SMA connectors are subject to that. The other thing is I was wondering what the Drupal question was. WA0TDA.
Pat, thank you very much for your comment. Appreciate that. And the Drupal question was, I think Tracy was the one that asked the question. And it was very early on, the very first question. KK4QL, I think, was that asked a question about Drupal and how to properly sign up with through Drupal. And I had a follow-up question, but it didn't make it through. My follow-up question as well, which is right after my explanation about what he was asking, he was asking if there was anyone that had been able to sign up through Drupal and easily, because what he saw on the page was just a user ID and password field, but he didn't see a way of being able to register. And I'd like to bring in KK4QL, Tracy, and clarify this for me if I got it wrong. Go ahead, Tracy, and clarify this question about Drupal. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, KK4QL. Question basically was, say, if I set up my own Drupal site, is there any way, I know just for example, if I was to set up my own little ham radio site using this Drupal, I don't much like the real short registration form that comes with that software. So what I was mainly asking, if there's some kind of a wizard or some kind of a thing inside the Drupal software, once I deploy it on a server and set it up, is there any way I can actually use an alternate registration form that has, you know, more than just the email and password questions or whatever, so I can get more information from people who sign up, say, on my site? So basically, the question was, is there any way to alter the registration form to be able to ask more questions or have more registration fields on more input fields on a registration form in this Drupal software? So I hope I'm clear enough. KK4QL.
All right, Tracy, before I turn it over to Pat for his comment, what you're saying is that Drupal allows you to create your web page, and then allows you to have people register on your website. You'd like to be able to ask people that are registering on your particular ham website more questions than what they already allow you. Is Drupal customizable to a level where you can ask or put in custom questions that you can actually ask people so they can fill it in when they sign up with you? Is that what you're asking, Tracy? This is KK4JZX. Back to KK4QL.
Well, basically, just in short, just is there any way to set up your Drupal website and you want people to sign up with your website? Is there a customizable registration form? Can you add questions or take away questions or, you know, whatever? I'm kind of getting off in the right, left field, I guess, but is there a way to make a customizable registration form for people to fill out using some kind of a wizard or easy way other than just having to know any kind of programming?
Okay, all right. Let's hope Pat heard that. Pat, WA0TDA, did you hear Tracy's question, and do you have a possible answer for him? This is KK4JZX.
Okay, well, that's something I haven't done a lot with, mainly because I run a Drupal site for the Handy Hams, and we don't collect a lot of information on there, and we don't let people seek registration. You know, they can't wander onto the website and then set up a username and password and put in all kinds of information. And the reason for that is because the entire world, especially Eastern Europe, will start coming in there and you'll get just deluged with a bunch of junk. So we don't allow that, but depending on the type of Drupal you use, let's see, 6.x and 7.x are quite different. But if you go to the Drupal website, drupal.org, and search for forms, there are some form builders, and you can customize forms that way and make them however you want. So that's the direction I take, but I think it depends on the Drupal core that you're using too. WA0TDA.
All right, WA0TDA. Pat, thank you very much. KK4QL, Tracy, how does that sound to you? Go ahead.
Well, I've done that before, and it's how-tos are so jumbled up and mixed up, I don't really know which direction to go, so I was kind of hoping there'd be somebody on here that would have had personal experience with it. I did find some kind of a module called WebForm, but I wasn't quite clear if that module could be patched into the main... Or the site, you know, to use that as a registration form. Get registered on there. I don't know. Anyway, we keep circling this around here, and maybe I'll get an answer next week. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to do some experimentation with the Drupal website eventually, and find out how to maybe customize a registration form without having to go in and know some fancy PHP and all that mess. Thought there might be somebody that would know of a wizard on there, or an alternate form that definitely you could use, an alternate form builder that you could use to make an alternate registration form. So anyway, we'll keep kind of fishing around to see what we hear. KK4QL.
All right, Tracy, KK4QL, thank you. And let's see, hopefully somebody else will have additional comments. Pat, WA0TDA, do you have any further comments before we move on to additional questions and check-ins for tonight? Any further comments for KK4QL or any questions yourself? I know you were talking about moving the ZSW station earlier today and yesterday, but do you have any further comments for Tracy? KK4JZX.
Well, if Erlene would show up, she is familiar with setting up websites, and I know she's worked with Drupal 7 recently, so she may have some ideas. I do remember setting up a form, which we're not using anymore, using Drupal 6, I think first 5.x and then 6.x. and I had the form mail the information to me, but I just didn't consider that to be real secure, of course, because it goes by email. And the other thing is that you can only use those kind of forms for somewhat inconsequential information. You know, it can't be anything that needs security. So, yeah, that's just going to need answering by somebody who's more familiar with the Drupal modules there for form building. So I would suggest Erlene if she's around. WA0TDA.
Okay, Pat, WA0TDA, thank you very much. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and tonight is Thursday. Don't forget, folks, if you have any questions about the Handy Ham Radio Club Nets, you may visit www.handyham.org, click on Nets, and you'll find all the information that you'll ever need about Handy Ham Nets, the Daily Nets, the TechNet, and the Weekend Nets. At this time, I'd like to take any further check-ins for the net tonight, and anybody anywhere that might have a comment about what's been discussed thus far, anything that you'd like to bring in, any topics, any tips, any comments, it's your turn. I'd like to make a comment about NVDA, and I know Jim, WB4LBM, had brought it up. NVDA is a pretty good tool, and you can have downloadable voices for it. It also has a portable version. NVDA is a screen reader. There are some others, like System Access to Go, that are available. JAWS is one of them, but that's JAWS is not free. JAWS is commercial. All right. If anyone has any questions for anything that has been discussed tonight, on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, we'll take those questions now, and hopefully someone here can answer them. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
WB4LBM.
Sounds like I got a recheck here from WB4LBM. Jim, go ahead. What's your comment?
It's not really a comment. It's a question. That you commented that there are downloadable voices for NVDA. Give me a little more detail as to where you find them or whatever, because that's where I find the big shortcoming is in voices. So elaborate further, over.
Jim, I believe that eSpeak is one set of voices that you can use with NVDA, if I'm not wrong. Those I believe you can download. You can do a search online for eSpeak, and then you can probably, I'm going to look this up for you and give you an answer, a definite answer tomorrow on the Handy Ham Net in the morning. There are some other voices that you can get out on the net that you can integrate with some of these free screen readers. I know with JAWS you can use any screen reader, a voice that you have in your machine that's been keyed for JAWS, and you can also use other ones that you have installed. Next up is a company that is a website that has them, but those are not free. Those are commercial. There are other ones out there that are free, but eSpeak, I know eSpeak is one of them that are one of the ones that are free, and you can probably download voices and integrate them with NVDA. Any of the other ones, I will have to confirm for you and get back to you on the net tomorrow or maybe early next week. How does that sound, Jim? This is KK4JZX.
Yes, WB4LBM. That'd be great. I would appreciate it. Over.
All right, Jim, we'll do that. Definitely we'll do that. And we'll take care of that. I'll get you that information in the next couple of days or so. All right, this is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. And I'm taking check-ins tonight. Any final check-ins? Any further questions? Any comments about what's been discussed tonight? And it is about 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Sorry, 8:30 p.m. Central. Mixing up the times here. 9:30 p.m. Eastern. If anyone has any further comments for any of the topics that have been discussed tonight, any new topics that you'd like to bring up, it's your turn on the net. KK4JZX.
And 1VXP recheck.
And 1VXP, Rick, go ahead with your recheck.
Yeah, just for last, I went Googled as far as the Beifong radio, the UV5R. Apparently they got a new one out now. I can't believe it. They decided to go slightly enhanced with the tougher outside case, and it sounds like it's got the SMA connector. I guess they decided the SMA female was not good for the radio, so I don't know if I'm reading it wrong or on the website, but it sounds like a little different connector on the antenna. And by the way, it also has different version as far as language. Doesn't go English and Chinese, it goes English, French, and German. So apparently it must be geared up towards the Europeans, and runs about the same price. It's about, I think I saw one place with like $58, and looks like it's the same radio, just a little enhanced case on it, but not much else on there. N1VXP back to net control.
All right, Rick, N1VXP, thank you very much for that. For that comment, we definitely like to hear about new things, new technology, new things coming out, and this sounds pretty exciting. Do you happen to have the model number for that Baofeng radio you just saw there, Rick? Go ahead.
It just says the new Baofeng UV5R. I know I saw one other thing, one other place where it had another letter to it, but I'm not sure. I'd have to double-check it, but it just says a new enhanced version of the UV5R.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much for that. And actually, I have a comment on the Windows 8 question that came up earlier. I know that Windows 8 is it's going to be very much different than Windows 7, and one of the comments I have about that is that I know that we use software that programs radios, particularly the UV3R software is one of those software packages that may not work when installed in Windows 8. And from what I'm hearing, Windows 8 is no longer going to allow configuration files to be written to the program files folder. So the UV3R has an INI file, the UV3R software, that gets written into the software packages program files folder. And that is a no-no for Windows 8. And so software like that, that's doing things that are writing into the program files folder, are no longer going to function well in Windows 8. So when you guys are considering looking at software packages and radios and things like that, Windows 8, consider that, Windows 8 is going to be limiting absolutely no writing to the program files folder. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to anyone that would like to make any final comments, any comments at all about what's been discussed tonight, any new questions, any new tips. It's your turn on the net. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, K0ETQ. AE5YC.
All right, sounds like we got Herb back. But I'm going to take Phil first. Phil. KD0ETQ, go ahead with your comment. This is KK4JZX.
Yes, KD0ETQ. Yeah, Jose, you kind of answered my question on that Windows 8. That's what I understood. My brother works with computers, and he says, really, really be careful with this Windows 8, because he knows, he says, I know you have all your ham radio stuff on there, and he goes, it's not going to work with Windows 8. He said, it's a complete different type of setup from Windows 7. I mean, he said it's all apps. It's not, you know, it's not your usual icons and, you know, paths like on XP, and it's nothing like it. He said it's more like a smartphone type thing, and it's you know, or a tablet. He said it's all apps, and you can't write and you can't load any kind of thing on it like I've got. That's So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's kind of what I was wondering, and that's what you had said. You go to Windows 8 and you're going to be really limited to any type of amateur radio or anything else you're trying to put on there. It just isn't going to take it. KD0ATQ.
KD0ATQ, KK4JZX. One thing I'd like to clarify is that I know that particularly the UV3R software that I have initially won't work with it because of its configuration files being written to the program files. But Windows 8 does have a backward compatibility mode in which it allows for running of applications that are written in Windows 7. And there is a compatible environment for that. But it's it's going to be similar to when Microsoft went to data center for businesses, when they said, we're not going to allow anything to be written to the operating system at all. Unless it's certified by Microsoft, and in this case, Microsoft has decided to not allow anything to be written to the program files folder in terms of data. I mean, applications can still be installed, and applications that behave properly will still run, but those applications that are supposed to be written by developers to write data to the documents folder, and they're written to write data to the program files folder, may not work again in Windows 8, only because Microsoft has been telling people about writing applications properly for a long time. They've been telling people, make sure you write your application in the programs folder and you put your data in the documents folder. But that hasn't been happening, and quick development and rapid application development has really caused a lot of developers to take shortcuts. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to AE5YC before I get too overly excited about this. KK4JZX. Go ahead, Herb.
First off, I want to thank you so much, Jose. It's a little bit of a juggling act for me. I mentioned before the net, my son's goes to college at night, and his classes this semester are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and so I don't always have a babysitter on Thursday, and tonight I ended up without a babysitter, so I had to do a little quick juggling and feed and take care of the boys and get them tucked in. So thank you so very much. I was listening the whole time, which made my grandsons giggle mercilessly at me running around carrying this laptop with my headset and wires dangling from the headset. So much for Wi-Fi when you got a wired headset on. But I got that taken care of. But I want to thank you so much for being there and stepping in and letting me get taken care of what I needed to take care of. Let me buy another nickel, as Jim would say. Now, I find that you really have to let the everything drop for it to all propagate through. I've watched more than once where everything seemed to reset, and then I would hear the OZG repeater not quite get enough time to reset and have it time out, and I know that happens on other repeaters, so hence the long pause. And I did want to toss in a comment on Windows 8. I've been tinkering with Windows 8. My son and I have been running it since the first betas came out. And there's a couple of caveats. Jose's spot on with everything that he said. The first one that you should take into account is there's the Windows 8 Professional and the Windows 8 RT. And the RT is the one that runs on tablets and smartphones and netbooks, perhaps. It just depends on the processor. If they're using the, I believe it's the ARM processor, the Alfa Romeo Mike processor, then they run the RT version. The Windows 8 Professional, which runs on the standard Intel processors, is the more compatible. And it does run a majority of, it runs all the well-behaved software, as Jose pointed out. A lot of times developers take shortcuts, and then lo and behold, something changes, and the shortcut doesn't work any longer. But the big thing that is different is that whether you're on the desktop or the tablet, the tiles, they want to put everything as a tile or a larger icon than normal, a very, very different desktop arrangement. I find it very cumbersome to use. I've heard there are ways around it, but just from an old system point perspective, an old system analyst perspective, I'm recommending caution on Windows 8 upgrades. That's just my my two cents on it, and we can bring the topic up another time. But again, thanks, Jose, I appreciate it, and since we are an hour and 43 minutes into the net, let's go ahead and see if there are any other check-ins or anyone that would like to revisit any of the topics that have been brought up so far. This is AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans, Net Control, last-minute check-ins and revisiting the topics on the table. I'm not sure who keyed up. Jim, did you try to key up just then? Or actually, I don't even see Jim in the list. He might have been disconnecting. Any other one? Let's see. I'm looking back through the topics. Any other stations wishing to check in? Any other comments on the topics on the table? We've talked about Drupal, Windows 8, and variations on SMA antennas for the UV5R and the UV1D, 2D, and I'm not sure if the 3D is the same. You have to be careful with those radios, but with the Chinese flavor of handy talkie radios, any final comments before we close out the net or check-ins? Go ahead now.
Can we have an accidental connect there? George, can you disconnect us? KD7IBY.
Would that be the W7GLB repeater that's connected in? I can drop you if so.
Now, Tom, maybe I've had that happen on other repeaters. Voice set it off. Set the tones off. Kind of weird.
All right, we've still got W7GLB connecting in through N0BVE, and I can't disconnect anyone from the N0BVE repeater, so apologies. I think we're at the end of the net, so we're going to shut it down anyway. This has been the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night Tech Net. We appreciate all the repeater operators and SysOps who make all this possible, and appreciate everyone who's shown up tonight. I really appreciate the alternate, KK4JZX, Jose, for being here and able to step in and help me out. Everyone have a fine evening, and we look forward to next week's TechNet. We are now returning all equipment to its normal operating parameters. 73 is all.